Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Good morning and welcome to another edition of Living Better in San Diego, a public service presentation of the Entercom San Diego radio stations. I'm Gary Lee. The GI Film Festival San Diego is a festival that aims to reveal the struggles, triumphs, and experiences of service members and veterans through compelling and authentic storytelling. Joining us this morning is GI Film Festival San Diego Advisory Committee member Nico Marcolongo. Nico also runs the military program at the Challenged Athletes Foundation. Also on the show this morning is Austin and Weston Ray, co-directors of the film This One Step, one of the films featured in this year's festival. Welcome, Nico. Welcome, Austin and Weston.
Thanks, Gary. It's good to be here.
Nice to have the three of you on the show this morning. It is just about that time again, time for the GI Film Festival San Diego. Let's start with a little background information, if we could, Nico. Now, you are an advisory committee member for the film festival. How about a little background information, a little history about it?
Sure. So the GI Film Festival actually started 12 years ago in Washington, D.C., and then it was brought out here to San Diego in 2015, and now we're the only GI Film Festival in the country. What the GI Film Festival is all about, it's films by, for, and about veterans. Not all of the subject matter is military, but it allows our veterans to do is show the creative side, is to express themselves through the creative arts, whether it's through acting, directing, producing. And it's a really good opportunity for our veterans and the community to engage one another.
Okay, now how long have you been on the advisory committee?
I've had the privilege of being on the advisory committee now for 5 years, both my wife and I. I was in the Marine Corps for 14 years. I had the honor and privilege of serving this country and looking out for Marines. And now I'm just serving in a different uniform. I now work at the Challenge Athletes Foundation, and I run a program for injured veterans and first responders called Operation Rebound. So we get them back into life through sports. So this is near and dear to my heart because we have quite a few films that deal with the traumas of war, troops coming back. We actually have one film that we're going to talk about today about a veteran who lost his leg in combat and his story about returning from war.
And what are the dates for the festival? It starts, what, this Tuesday, right?
This Tuesday, the 24th, and it runs to the 29th. It's going to be at the Museum of Photographic Arts in Balboa Park and also Ultrastar Cinemas at Hazard Center. Tickets for the general public are $10, and for military, it's $8. We have 34 films by, for, and about the military. We had over 100 submitted. So it's quite a process to go through there and choose the ones that were going to be shown. I'll tell you what, though, they're great films. And so I'd really encourage everybody to get out there and take a look and watch. There's something for everybody.
Okay, so 100 films, and you whittle it down to 34. How do you do that?
So it's a tough process. I'll tell you what, especially over the 5 years, it's gotten a lot more competitive out there. Our advisory committee watches all the films. So each of us gets a group of films to watch. We watch them. We rate them. And then it goes, they go into like a playoff type of thing, and they take a look at them, and they say, okay, these are the ones they have the highest number of votes. Which ones are award worthy? We choose those, and then it goes to the final cut, and then we get down to our 34. I watched probably 10 or 12 films just myself. Wow. So multiply that out, and everybody gets their fair share, that's for sure.
And now these movies, are they full-length movies?
Some are. Usually they run anywhere from about 5 minutes to an hour and a half. We have feature length. So, and there are different categories. So we have a short film category. We have a feature length film category. So there really are opportunities to showcase a lot of our filmmakers as well and their skills.
Why do you think a film festival like this, why is it so important for our community?
So GI Film Festival, I think, is very important for our community, particularly here in San Diego. We are a military town. You know, now in our country, there's only 1% of the population is serving, and even fewer are going into a combat zone. And with protocols, security protocols, it's harder to get on to military bases now. So what we want to do is have these connection points, whether it's through some sort of race or community activity. The GI Film Festival brings those two communities together, our military community and our civilian community, so they can engage in conversation. You know, this is an opportunity for our veterans to express themselves, like I said before, through the creative arts. And it gives our civilian community an opportunity to see the talents of our veterans and to see how they want to express themselves and learn a little bit more about what they're going through, what their lives are about, because they're all citizen soldiers. You know, every one of them started off as a citizen here in this country, went off to war or joined the military, and now they're back. And it's important to help them reintegrate back into our communities. And GI Film Festival helps them do that.
So what do you hope people take away from the festival then?
I really want them to take away from the festival the fact that our veterans are just like them. They've just had a different experience, and know that the things that they have done are on the nation's behalf. They didn't necessarily choose to go where they went, but they volunteered. And it's an all-volunteer force now. And through those experiences, they came out. A lot of them changed, like myself, coming back from Iraq the second time. But they can use it to educate, and we can learn that, you know, what they've been through is important for kind of guiding where we go in the future. Mm-hmm.
So this is a great opportunity for active duty military veterans and allies to get together and share these experiences.
It absolutely is. I'd really encourage our active duty military to come out too. You know, there's a lot of talent in our military. A lot of these men and women who I had the privilege of serving with, you know, highly educated, very inquisitive, very creative. And this is a great opportunity to see for them to come out and see some of their peers who have made these films or in these films, see that creative side. So, and again, it's not all military subject matter. There is quite a bit of it. We have films ranging from the Civil War. There's a great film. It's called The Invalid Corps, and it's about a group of Union soldiers who had been wounded in combat, and they were designated to defend Washington, D.C. against a Confederate attack, and they held off the attack. So something that you wouldn't necessarily learn about in a history book, you come and see that film. All the way up through the current conflicts, we also have some films that just aren't military-related, but they have veterans acting in them, or they're written by veterans or produced by veterans.
And the thing also about the GI Film Festival is that you have, panel discussions after the films conclude. Is this after every film?
After many of the films, uh-huh. We have a panel discussion. We either have some of the actors or directors, maybe some of the producers there, who will sit on a panel, and they'll discuss, you know, the methodology for the film, what motivated them to make the film, and they interact with the audience right there, and the audience can ask questions. So it's a really good educational experience.
Okay, and you mentioned the films. There's all different types. You also have the films that are shown. They're shown in blocks too, right?
Yes, you can go in and you can choose to watch a film block. For example, say something that covers the LGBTQ community. Mm-hmm. For example, there's a film block for that. There's a film block for some of our international films, and the Vietnam War film block is another one. So you can get, if you're interested in certain aspects, uh-huh, of the film festival, you can go to GI Film Festival SD, that's GIFilmFestivalSD.org, and you can see the list and the schedule of the films and go right on there and pick the films you want, and you can buy tickets right there.
So is there, when you go to the website, is there a description of the movies too?
There are. There's a description and there are trailers that you can watch of the movies.
Oh, okay. And get an idea as to what you might see.
Absolutely. You'll get an idea. Just go to GIFilmFestivalSD.org and it'll tell you all about it.
And something, you know, as we as the filmmakers were really excited about when we checked out the schedule online, was just how all-encompassing the film subjects were. Like you mentioned, it's, you know, historical war stories, it's current, it covers so many topics, and I feel like that's going to make people feel like, you know, the past is still alive, but also the veterans that are here with us are, you know, are present and and making everyone feel involved and invested in their stories.
And another thing you have is you have a local film showcase too, don't you?
We do. We have a number of films from here in San Diego, 7 to be exact. And the nice thing about that is that they either take place here in San Diego or they have actors from San Diego in the films. And so I think everybody will really enjoy watching those films here because it ties right back in directly to our community.
So opening night is this Tuesday. What's the film that's going to be shown opening night? It's usually a pretty big event, opening night, isn't it?
So opening night is going to be great. The movie is called Take Me Home, Huey, and it's about a Huey helicopter that is being restored. That was from Vietnam era, and it's being restored by a gentleman, and it turns it into like a little museum. So I think everybody's going to want to see that one.
And that is this Tuesday night, and is that one at the Museum of Photographic Arts?
That one is at the Museum of Photographic Arts at Balboa Park.
Okay, and do you know the time for that?
7 p.m.
What about an award ceremony? Do you have one of those, too?
There will be an award ceremony on September 28th. There are tickets available for that as well. You can go to gifilmfestivalsd.org and get tickets for that. And you'll also be able to meet some of the filmmakers and actors there.
Okay. Now Austin and Weston, also known as the Ray sisters.
Yes.
You have a film.
Yeah, so I'm Austin. This is my sister, you know. Hello, hi. And so apologies for, you know, off the bat, because we, as sisters, as filmmakers, we'll finish each other's sentences and we'll overlap. But
And you're not twins.
No, we're not twins, but, you know, we'll forgive you if you think that we are. But, yes, so our film in the festival this year is called This One Step, and it's a short narrative film. And it's about a young Texas veteran and his wife who are relearning the rhythm of their relationship after, you know, he returns from service and he's overcoming, you know, post-traumatic stress and undergoing the physical challenges of adjusting to his, you know, his new prosthetic leg. And it's about the everyday moments in their relationship, in their day-to-day life, and adjusting back.
So now the both of you, have you been... Well, first of all, when did you first get into making films?
So we went to university at Chapman University at the Dodge College of Music and Film there. But we were actually in the advertising department, and we had to take this basic film intro to film class, and we just were A-plus students. We took it way too seriously. Other people were doing it on their iPhones, and we just went all out. And the professor literally, like, you know, knocked on doors and said, you need to switch into the film department. And I now look back on that, not realizing what a big moment it was for us. But we've been filmed since then and have never looked back.
Do you do films always together or do you do them individually?
Yeah, so I think, you know, growing up, we were always creative collaborators, you know, and it wasn't until we grew up and went to film school that we found directing. And I think that's a really perfect fit for us because we have we're drawn to the, you know, similar stories. We love the human aspect of it, of getting to know different people from all different walks of life. And
Your question, we are co-directors and co-cinematographers. So we and my sister does music composition. So it's a great gig for me. I get free music on my stuff.
Yeah.
she'll probably charge me at some point.
Yeah, and we do. We direct commercials and branded content, and have done music videos, and now are doing more and more narrative scripted stories.
So is this your first military themed one?
This is our first military-themed one, and the lead actor is a real-life combat veteran, A.J. Johnston, from Texas. And the process of making this film and getting to know him was one of the most rewarding experiences because, you know, it's not often that you have an actor that's also, like, the technical advisor about his character. And it was amazing to get to know him on and off screen and also introduce a veteran to the collaborative environment of a film set. And that's something that, you know, like Nico mentioned, I believe that so many people, you know, who have been veterans or active duty are such creative souls. And the camaraderie of a film set is very similar to a sports team or, you know, the brotherhood and sisterhood of the military. And it's just based in teamwork and support and bravery and also allowing each other to be vulnerable, you know, just for the sake of the film.
And what was it that drew you to do this film, to direct this film?
So this film came about in an interesting way. We had been hired to shoot a music video for a band called Beetroot Revival, and they're based in Austin, Texas. And we had been given the lyrics to the song, and they said, whatever you interpret, do that as a music video. You guys have total creative freedom.
And the song was called Up, you know, and it was a very bittersweet song as well. You know, it was upbeat, but it talked about, you know, overcoming something when you feel like, you know, you've reached this low.
And so from that, we decided, you know, this is our subject material. We wanted to make a music video that was about veterans. And then we just, when we, you know, we met AJ and we hired the actress that plays his wife, we realized this needs to be a short film. And so we arranged to, once, you know, we had all those locations and everything out, we shot this primarily all in Austin, Texas, in Dripping Springs, Texas. We decided to just do a short film and add an extra data set.
Now, the both of you, you're San Diegans, aren't you?
Yes.
And how long now have you been directing movies?
Yeah, well, we are, yeah, so we're from San Diego. Our family has roots in Oklahoma and Texas, so we have a little bit of the country roots there. But we've been directing now, I'd say, like professionally, about 5 years, but have been studying and been in this world for maybe more.
And from what I understand, your movies, you've shot documentaries in Iceland, North Africa, and the Mediterranean, right?
Yeah, we do documentaries as well as narrative. And the crazy thing is that we've been all over with our films to different festivals. So we've been at the Savannah Film Festival. We are actually going to be playing in York, England, for a film that we did. And this is our first one in San Diego. We've actually never been to had our film play in a festival that was a local one here. So we're very excited to be here in our hometown.
And you mentioned the Savannah Film Festival. You won an award there, didn't you?
Yeah, we actually won the HBO Student Film Award there. And that was a really exciting thing. And we also were recently in New York because the DGA, which is the Directors Guild of America, selected, you know, the directors to watch for 2019, oops. And so my sister and I were picked, and we are the first sister pair ever chosen.
Nice. Congratulations.
Yeah. We decided people couldn't tell us apart, or, you know, our names are so similar, we should just go by the Ray sisters and, do that.
So when is your movie showing?
So our film, This One Step, is screening on Friday, September 27th at 6:15 p.m. at the Balboa Park Museum of Photographic Arts, MOPA. And we're screening during another short film block. I believe it's called Not Your Everyday Story. And that makes us really excited as well, because that's a theme of our film, is just, you know, an everyday story, but you know, seen from the angle of a veteran and his wife in their everyday life.
I think oftentimes, you know, it's bravery on the battlefield that is celebrated and that films are done about. And with this one, we really wanted to show the bravery on the home front.
So what do you hope people take away from the movie?
I think that we want people to just connect with the story. We want people, you know, who are veterans to know that things will get better. I think that we named the film This One Step because I think that there are little steps every day that help you to recovery. And it may never, ever be completely recovered, but there are so many positive things that you can take out of it.
And, you know, so we actually found our actor, AJ Johnston, on Instagram. And he is a very active in fitness and in music in Amarillo, Texas. And, you know, we reached out to him with the script and the story and just said, you know, we don't know if you'd be interested, but this is a story that we'd really love to tell and love to have you be involved with. And so we sent that to him and say, like, you know, we're not weirdos, just reaching out, like, we're legitimate. And he immediately responded and just said, heck yeah, I'm in. And he had never acted before, but he was really enthusiastic, and he frankly thought that if something showed veterans in the end their struggles in adjusting in a positive light, that he was down for it. And so he, tell him about the drive.
Yeah, he drove 7 hours from Amarillo, Texas. Like we said, we'd fly you out, and he goes like, no, I'll do it. And he was so open and very excited to be a part of it. And he left the set saying, like, I've literally had so much fun on this. You know, I didn't expect that. And that's what I've, you know, left with. And He was actually in the military for 4 years, and he was a bull rider before then. So this guy is an adrenaline junkie. He was a bull rider, and then he was in the military, and then he served as a paratrooper for 1 year in Afghanistan. And he was shot in his knee. So he had to have an amputation above the knee, which is actually a really tricky surgery, and he finally got his prosthetic, and he's still learning to live with it. You know, it's something that he gets. We had to, when we were filming, be aware of the fact that he has to actually charge his leg, because there's batteries in it that allow the knee, so that when you step down, it kind of compresses and allows the compression to not, you know, it helps him walk. And so, along with, you know, remembering to charge our camera batteries, we had to remember to charge his leg. And I think that AJ really appreciated that everyone on set we didn't even think twice about the fact that he had a prosthetic. Sometimes while it was charging, he'd be in another room, and I would just go grab his leg and walk it to him. And a full-grown man's leg is really heavy. I mean, that prosthetic, you know, I'm kind of like, you know, trying to carry it over to him. And he was paired with our lead actress who plays his wife. Her name is Catherine Mercereau, and she's a, you know, professional actress. And it was so sweet to see the two of them interact together. And I think that she helped him feel comfortable. And their relationship is really actually the heart of this film.
And the first scene in the film that we actually filmed was them as a, you know, a married couple waking up in bed in the morning. So they just, you know, jumped into having this close relationship, and they were so, you know, natural with each other. But I think her having all this experience acting before, it immediately helps someone feel comfortable and natural, and because you have a partner in this, and mm-hmm. it helps you, you know, feel it through.
That movie is up for several awards, isn't it?
With the very excited. It's been nominated as part of some of the GI Film Festival's awards, and you know, we didn't quite think about this making the film, but it is a double whammy, where I guess it's eligible for more awards because it's starring a veteran and it's made by San Diego filmmakers. So we didn't know that we didn't know that starting out, but it's very interesting.
So how does being nominated for an award or awards like that and receiving awards like you've already received, how does that feel, getting that kind of recognition?
I mean, it's just it's exciting for us. I think, however, like, what means most to us is that we can screen our film with people that it might resonate with. I mean, the awards are just like the fairy dust on top. Uh-huh. Like, that's the fun part. But, it's always nice to be recognized. But I think just getting into the festival was actually the thing that meant the most to us.
Okay, so, again, Nico, the festival runs starting this Tuesday.
Starts this Tuesday, 24 September through the 29th at Ultra Star Hazard Center and the Military... or the Museum of Photographic Arts. I got military in my mind because it's a military thing. The Museum of Photographic Arts in Balboa Park. It's $10 for general admission, $8 for military. Go to GIFilmFestivalSD.org. You can look at the trailers, you get the schedule, and you can buy tickets right there.
Okay, and again, the award ceremony, that's going to be on Saturday then.
That's correct. Saturday, the 28th of September.
Does the general public get to vote, or is it the advisory committee?
So the advisory committee votes on the films, but after films, the public can give feedback. Absolutely.
So that might play a part?
You know. I'd encourage you all to get out there and watch the films, and we want your feedback, because we want to make this bigger and better every year. We are the GI Film Festival here in San Diego.
I also wanted to just jump in here and say a big thank you to Nico and the GI Film Festival, because I think what they do is really special. I mean, it is really something that to have a veteran, you know, that we worked with, have him be able to, he's coming to the screening, you know, be able to have him sit there with his comrades is so exciting.
Will he be on a panel after the movie?
We hope so.
Okay. And the money that you get from the ticket sales.
Absolutely. The money that we get from the ticket sales goes right back into the film festival so we can hold future film festivals. And we are looking to, again, make it better every year here in San Diego, America's finest city.
All right, Nico, Austin, and Weston, thanks for being on the show today. Good luck with the festival. I'm sure it'll be a huge success.
Thank you so much. Thank you, Gary.
Thanks, yeah. Gary. Thank
Austin Weston, good luck with those nominations.
And come out and see the films.
Will do. That concludes another edition of Living Better in San Diego. The opinions expressed on Living Better in San Diego do not necessarily reflect the opinions and views of the staff and management of the Entercom San Diego radio stations. Episodes of Living Better in San Diego are available on this station's website. Well, that does it for me. This is the last episode of me hosting Living Better in San Diego. I want to thank you for listening over the years and for supporting the great nonprofits we've featured on the show. Please continue to support the great work they're doing in our community. Until our paths cross again, which I'm sure they will, I'm Gary Lee. Have a good one.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.